with the Morning Crew's footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
Absolutely. Buddha, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you? And hello to you, Millie, at home. Hope you get well.
Oh, geez. Yeah, she's not in a good way. Hopefully tomorrow, back on deck.
Butcher's hook.
Indeed. Butcher's hook, indeed. Now, what a massive round of footy.
Huge. Can't wait till tonight, Thursday night, and then Friday, and then Saturday, and then Sunday, and then we get back into our working week. But it's a great opportunity. Fifth time, Mark, since 1994, that all the top eight teams who are occupying the eight are going to play each other in a round. So it's very freakish.
Isn't it mouth-watering, I think, is the word?
Particularly tonight as well with... it's a huge one, Melbourne and Brisbane. We know Melbourne have really just lowered their colours a little bit. They need to stop the bleeding, Mark, really. It's three losses in a row. Brisbane, we know, are a good side. But I'm trying to think, how did Brisbane get to the top? Who have they beaten? What have they done? They've flown on the radar a fair bit, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. When we said last week it was 1v2, I don't think I've looked at Brisbane for all year. So I don't know how they got there either, but I'm no expert. You are. So who are you going for?
May is back, and obviously Gawn is out, but I think they can cover Gawn with their midfield. They've just got no mojo. They've got to get it back to D's, but yeah. I think they can. I'll tip the D's.
All right, let's go. I'll get Buddha's tips up online just after 9 this morning as well. Now, that's tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Doggies and Hawthorn, another cracker at Marvel.
Yeah, really good game. The Hawks have had a horrible month. This could be four games through June that they've lost. They need to really rally here and try and get over the Dogs, who we know are a pretty good team. They have English out, the Dogs, so when you're looking to tip a team, have a look at that. He's a really good player. He could be the next big sort of Gawn type thing in the AFL. I think the Doggies will just get the job done.
I think you're right. And then also Friday night, I love this, the Festival of Football. You can start at 7 p.m. with the Doggies. Then when that over, you should be almost at half time with West Coast and Essendon over in the West.
You might have leather poisoning by then. You might need just to get to bed. But it is good. It's footy. But I'll tip West Coast. I think the Bombers last week were really good. But I think West Coast just built something against the Cats last week. And I'm going to go with the West Coast Eagles over in Perth.
They need to build because they haven't been good.
No.
Okay, Saturday afternoon, 1:45 at Marvel Stadium. We've got Carlton and Freo, another ripper.
Yeah, well, Carlton sitting fifth and Freo third, and Freo have beaten a lot of teams. That's the difference between them and Brisbane. There's a little bit more noise about Freo. We love their coach. Two really good teams, although Carlton have suffered some injury. That's just pulled them back a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Just love Freo, and off the bye, I think at Marvel, it's going to be a fast track, and that'll really suit them. So tipping Freo.
But let's get to the big game, shall we? Spend a minute talking about this. Geelong-Richmond, Saturday afternoon, 4:35. It's a twilight game at the G. Perfect time, big teams. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's going to be danger on the field for the Tigers, Mark. I spent all night on that one, but that's awesome. This is exactly what you want to watch footy for. The Cats were okay last week against the Eagles. We know Richmond; they've just been barnstorming their way into the eight. They're into six, so they've got some really good form going. The big one is Dusty back now. Hardwick said he's at 60%. I don't care if he's at 20%; like, he is still a force, and he'll be a big bonus because Cochin and also Bolter are out. Cochin had that knock on the shoulder, and he kept playing with it, Mark.
Amazing, isn't it? I read that, and he's getting a plate in his collarbone to hold it together, and he played the game.
What's he going to eat his tea on?
Hey?
Well, if he's got a plate in his collarbone, how's he going to eat his tea? No, just
keep working on that.
But
leave that to the experts.
I just really looking forward to this game. It's going to be salivating. The Cats I'm probably just going to go with. I just think that they'll, just with the Richmond outs, I think that Geelong and just their form over the last few weeks, I'm just going to go with the Catters. They've got a couple back as well. I think Henry might be back as well. Dangerfield, we know, is a big in, obviously with Martin as well. So all you Cats fans, get behind your team. I think they can win. And if the Tigers do win, Mark, I'll vacuum the studio here, or even just the station for you, okay?
Will
if the
you?
Tigers get up, yeah.
All right, so you'll clean up the yellow and black confetti that I'll...
All the balloons, all the streamers, whatever.
out of the confetti gun.
Yeah.
All right, you'll do that.
I will.
I look forward to that. We'll put that on TikTok and you'll go viral.
Thanks.
Or something. All right, let's move on there. Sydney, St Kilda, we're Saturday night at the SCG.
Yeah, 7v8, so I'll tip Sydney. They should bounce back from their loss against Port.
How's this round of footy? 7v8.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, you could end up 10th after losing that. Anyway, Sunday, North Melbourne, Adelaide.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get down to Harvey Norman, spend those Harvey Norman dollars. Adelaide, thank you.
This is in Tassie as well.
It is.
Righto, Collingwood is v GWS. Mason Cox, now an Australian citizen.
Absolutely ripping. He is such a really good guy. The time that few years that I spent there, he was just a ripper. And people don't understand, probably because you're not in the environment, but he works as hard as, say, a Pendlebury, a side bottom, to just be the best that he can be. Like, he would be there 2 or 3 hours a game doing all these different things, touching the ball, getting his body right. And he would go out and have, like, 5 possessions, maybe 2 marks, maybe even not even kick a goal. But the amount of work that he used to do, I used to say, you know what, you're still winning, mate. It doesn't matter what people think. You're still putting the time in. It'll turn for you if you keep putting the work in. And you got to imagine this guy coming from America trying to play our sport, which is extremely difficult. It doesn't move up and down, it goes sideways and all. It's 360, really. He's done a great job and a ripping guy. Congratulations, Mason.
I've been at the G when he has put in a blinder and when the Collingwood fans start USA.
Oh, it's awesome.
USA. It is. Yeah. It's annoying but spine-tingling all at the same time. So,
did Goey's the big loss here. He's going to have a week off. He's taken some leave. I think Collingwood should still get over the week that they've had and beat GWS.
Righto. And the last one for the round, Port Adelaide v Gold Coast in Adelaide at 4:10 Sunday.
Yeah, no pushover. The Suns, I reckon their kids have sort of become men, which is, we've all been waiting for that to happen, for that turnover, for those boys to sort of get a bit more mature, and they certainly showed their way. So, look, I think you just got to tip Port's box because of their form last week, whacking Sydney. Was a really good effort. And Boak will be back. Robbie Gray, I think, is going to be close too as well. So two stars coming in, and I'll tip Port.